Hello, everyone. Welcome back to podcast number 5. I'm again with my dad.
Hello.
And today we're talking about Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin. This album is the 6th studio album by Led Zeppelin. It came out on February 24th, 1975. This is it's not a huge album in Led Zeppelin's discography, but
I would definitely say it's amongst hardcore fans. It's an absolute masterpiece and my personal favorite. And it's a double album.
Oh yeah, huge fan of this one. Again, it's one I grew up with, hearing around the house all the time. Yes, you feel like it's a good follow up to Exile on Main Street, which we did a couple of podcasts ago.
And ironically, a double album, just like Exile was.
True that.
Yes, indeed.
So, want to get into the first song?
Absolutely. One of my favorite Zeppelins, if not my favorite one of all time, Custard Pie.
This one is it's an absolute gem. Great driving song. Very dirty lyrics.
Yes.
If you listen to the song and keep along on Spotify, you'll know what I'm talking about. Can't really talk about it since this, it's for school. It's
very suggestive, but in a clever way. The absolute opening riff to it, and then the organ kind of ventures in almost to a funk, heavy funk thing, combined with really hard rock. So what a great way to open an album.
Absolutely. I can't agree more. Mm-hmm. You can definitely tell it's a kind of a common theme with this album. It's very bluesy influenced. I know Jimmy Page had a lot of influence over this album.
A lot.
But yeah, very bluesy, mm-hmm. very driving.
Great harmonica solo by Robert Plant too.
Oh, absolutely.
Underappreciated. I mean, just shows the talent that this band had. The singer could break off the solo. I mean, that's another thing which is very endearing about it. Plus, it's just kind of funky.
Oh yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. There we go.
No, you don't expect that from an English rock band in 1975.
No, not at all. But this one, we definitely highly recommend this song. We're big fans of it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a great way to start off the album too. Mm-hmm. Great opener. Mm-hmm. Really just, sets the tone for how the rest of it's going to go.
Absolutely.
And then that leads into track number 2, The Rover.
Oh.
This might be the best guitar riff.
Oh, by far.
On the entire absolutely. Album.
It is. Well, yeah, there's another one to come close to it, but this is just kind of a mid-tempo, dirty rocker.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Again, very blues heavy, again with the theme of the rest of the album. Jimmy Page, the guitar player, killed it on this song. It's more of it's a mid-tempo song. It's not too fast, not too slow.
Yeah, it has some kind of hippy-dippy lyrics on it,
Yeah.
Just all,
a little bit psychedelic.
More psychedelic, but
yeah.
Yeah, it could have been right at home with that late 60s stuff, too.
But just a very good stomping mid-tempo song. It's a good jam to listen to.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, but it's one that I just, I don't even, never heard a live rendition of ever, so I don't even know if they ever performed it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Not that I know of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it just tells you how good they are jamming a song like that. And
Oh, yeah.
Not deemed worthy of the stage.
Absolutely. So here we are. We got track number 3, In My Time of Dying.
Wow.
Great song.
I think it's just a variation of an old blues song, but
it is.
Starts off with a slow, I think it's going to be a slow slide guitar song, kind of a old Delta blues kind of thing, but
yeah,
then it takes off in a 180 to a fast tempo hard rock song.
Yeah.
And back again. Yeah.
No, a lot of very cool tempo changes on this song. I think it's a masterpiece. Again, like you said, very Delta bluesy, you can tell.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of these guys, they grew up during World War II in England.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the American soldiers left their blues records behind for the English kids.
And this is a variation of that big time.
You can tell.
It really is. And John Bonham's drumming, good Lord, I defy any good drummer to play what he plays on that song.
Yeah.
It's just the tempo changes are just remarkable.
Killer bass drum on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this song, I think it's a masterpiece.
It is. It is about 10 minutes long, 11 minutes long.
Yeah.
But you don't really seem to lose interest in it,
Oh, no, not at all. It keeps your interest, and you really, I don't know if this is a good way to put it. It feels like it goes by fast.
It does. It does. It really does.
And there's quite a few songs on this album that kind of do that, but
mm-hmm.
takes a lot of time, but you really don't notice it going by. It just really maintains your attention, keeps everything going.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why it's just like I said, it's just just like the last podcast we had, just the varying array of different sounds and song styles is pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we got track number 4, Houses of the Holy. Fun fact about this one, it was supposed to be on the album before, and funny enough, the album was called Houses of the Holy, but it actually didn't make the cut for the album.
Right.
Which is crazy to think about, because this is a great song.
Well, it's like we were talking earlier, it's like AC/DC releasing Back in Black, but the song Back in Black came on the next album.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that? No one.
No.
Nobody.
Not at all.
Yep.
No.
Precisely. But it's you know, it's kind of a more of a, you know, your straight, almost commercial sounding, straight up rock song.
Yeah.
You
know, it has a good vibe to it.
It's good. It's a good vibe to it. Happy vibe to it.
It's definitely not a song you're going to skip at all.
No. No, no.
It's a very strong track.
I mean, yeah, exactly. A nice break.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just, you know, it's another one of those that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps, you know, it's a kind of an up-tempo vibe.
Oh, absolutely.
Just a good song all the way around.
Led Zeppelin made a hood down driving in the summertime song. That's kind of maybe it.
Yeah, Houses of the Holy. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. It leads right into track number 5, Trampled Underfoot. This is a hard tune.
Another it is.
Great driving melody.
And with the organ, it's you almost consider it a funk song. I'm sorry.
It's funky.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is. Yeah, very organ heavy.
So you can kind of tell since this, you know, it came out in 1975, funk was really starting to...
And they meant to achieve that, but it kind of does.
Yeah, it really does.
It's a very funky song.
It's a great bass line. The guitar complements it very well. Again, very heavy drums.
Yes. And the lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, comparing a woman to an automobile and all the, you know, comparisons.
Yeah. Just
very clever lyric writing.
Yeah. Shout out to Robert Plant on this
much
one.
Much love for that. Yep. Fantastic.
No. Great tune. This album is... It's so strong all the way throughout.
Ouch.
It's not going to blow your speakers out, but there's definitely songs where you just want to turn up the volume and absolutely bump it.
Oh,
and I feel like this is another one of those tunes.
Oh, it definitely is. Definitely is.
Oh, yeah.
The way around. Yep, you cannot go wrong with that one.
Absolutely. And again, just leading right into it, track number 6, perfect transition. We got Kashmir.
Oh, what can you say? It could very well be the greatest Led Zeppelin song ever recorded.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people.
I feel like this is probably one of their... it's probably the biggest song on the album, if I had to say. It's one you hear a lot.
Well, seriously, if you ever think of one song to represent this band, it's this one.
Yeah, Kashmir.
It's mysterious. Just a hypnotic guitar riff and groove. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it almost takes you to another space just hearing it immediately, you know.
It's like great riff, heavy drums again. I mean...
It's hypnotic. That's
it,
just
it really
all
is.
You can really say about that song.
Yeah. Fun fact about this. This is my junior year of high school, 2020. As we all know, that was the pandemic. But I was, you know, was on the high school baseball team, and we were all choosing walk-up songs before, you know, COVID apparently shut down, you know, obviously shut down our season. And Kashmir was supposed to be my walk-up.
Fantastic.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I was supposed to have that intro guitar, that as my walk-up. It's playing right, you know, playing it right from the beginning.
Oh. And you know, I've never met a person that I've turned on to Led Zeppelin where I haven't played, just listened to Kashmir, and everybody's just like, ooh, you know, immediately. It's just like, oh, that okay. I mean, it's just such a cool groove.
Oh, it catches you right away.
And the first time I heard that song was in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
It was. It's in a scene in that movie.
Yep.
I was like 12. And of course, you know, and I didn't grow up as a 5-year-old huge Led Zeppelin. I wasn't going to listen to Physical Graffiti. I was 5.
Yeah.
But but I heard that part of the movie, so I tried to hunt down. I didn't even know the title of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this. And it's like, even as a little kid, 12 years old, I was like, whoa, what is that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. So bought it on cassette when I was 6th grade.
Very nice.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Great tune.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain about that.
And a great way to close out side one, which I think it did, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm pretty sure it did, yeah.
Yes, for the true audiophile double album time.
Yep. So. Absolutely, then we got start of the second side, track number 7, In the Light. This is a
deep cut that is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It takes a while to kick in, but once it does, it's a great song.
Well, very long organ solo by John Paul Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever keyboard he was playing.
Yeah.
Very, spacey sounding
Oh yeah, and the guitar solo slash, oh. I don't know, I mean, you can tell, like, they kind of use, like, guitar solos as a break in the song, or, yeah, like, a bridge.
Do. Yep.
But Jimmy Page does a really good job of making it sound airy.
Oh, absolutely.
And making it feel like you're in some sort of light.
Very simple, but effective.
Oh, yeah. Very. It keeps long.
It builds up, so it takes a while, but, man, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. He stays in key, stays along with the melody, but it works out so well with the song.
I always thought it was, I know off of the beaten track, is I always thought it was a great song to drive to at night. If you're driving.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know. I know, just throw it in out there. So.
Oh, fair enough.
Many times driving, long stretch, I'll play In the Light just because.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good driving song.
And it's long.
So oh, yeah.
It helps. Yeah, you can get at least 10 miles out of that one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, it definitely follows along with, you know, kind of another common theme we see with this album. The songs are pretty long, but it doesn't really seem like they are.
Well, it almost seems like two or three different songs within one.
Yeah.
Which is really a trademark of Led Zeppelin.
It keeps your attention, for sure.
Yeah, you don't hear anybody replicate that very much.
No, not at all.
Without getting boring.
No. So then we got track number 8 here. To be honest, I don't even know how to pronounce this.
Brahm Yar, I think it is.
Okay.
It's an acoustic guitar solo.
Yep.
But. I don't really call it a solo. It's like a song within itself, but it's just Jimmy Page on acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just absolutely pretty. Just beautiful.
Oh,
something
yeah.
You would sit and listen to on a beachside at a lake and just on an overcast, cloudy day. Just pretty.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's very pretty. Simple acoustic guitar solo. I feel like it leads, like...
It's a nice break.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
since
it's just kind of nice. Just
like
peaceful.
Yeah. You know, the first part of this album is very heavy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just a kicking, driving force.
Oh,
and then
all the way up. Yep.
This plays in and you're just like, okay. You know, it's a nice
little
breather.
Side two of this album is kind of, it's got a couple bangers, but it's kind of mellows out a bit.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah.
But it really leads into another very chill track. Track number 9 called Down by the Seaside.
Yes.
And this one, it's just very peaceful. Very chill song. And it,
more keyboard driven.
Oh yeah, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
But it definitely feels like you're like down sitting by the ocean, just hanging out.
Definitely, definitely.
You're at peace.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm a fan of this song. It's a nice little break again.
It's a nice chill song.
Oh yeah.
It is. And definitely kind of a, you know, don't expect it from the bangers that are going on and the hard driving stuff all the way up.
Considering it's a Led Zeppelin album.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very surprising, but
shows their versatility, though.
Oh, absolutely. You
know, the guitar is actually complementary, not the driving force of that song at all.
Yeah.
So much love to John Paul Jones on keyboards.
Yes. Then track number 10. This is my personal favorite. 10 Years Gone.
Oh.
This song is gorgeous.
This is, you know, if I have a top 3 Zeppelin song, this could be number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Just beautifully... You know, just a little intro of just guitar and Robert Plant singing.
Yep.
About a lost love. And just the slow build up. And it's just absolutely gut, you know, wrenching.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty. It's just beauty. It's just an absolute beautiful track.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of hard not to feel any emotion when you hear this song. Especially Jimmy Page has an incredible guitar solo in this song.
Jimmy Page solos.
Oh,
just
yeah.
So beautiful. Nothing flashy, just gorgeous.
Yep. Now, this is a song I definitely grew up listening to a lot.
Yeah, you had no choice.
True that.
Yeah.
No, this one is, it's hands down my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
Top 2 or 3 for me.
Yeah, it always just brings back a feeling of, like, nostalgia for me, which is kind of ironic because it's called 10 Years Gone.
Same here.
It's about Robert Plant looking back.
At a long-lost love from 10 years before.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so, even though you're not old enough to have that, but you know, but still an absolutely gorgeous love song.
Oh, big time.
About a long lost love, and now he misses her.
Yep.
Yep. Very cool.
No, it's another long song. It's like 6.5 minutes, but man, this one just goes by so quick.
Time well spent.
And it's one of those where, like, once you hear it the first time, you're gonna want to go back and re-listen to it.
Yeah, you're gonna hear that again.
Oh, yeah. Because I know for sure it's on a. Some more than a few of my playlists on Spotify.
Oh, good lord, it'll never be not.
Yeah, this one is just it's a must on all of mine. And every time I hear it, I'm like, man, I kind of want to hear that again.
Yeah,
even though I've heard it millions of times.
Mm-hmm. Just never grow old.
It doesn't miss.
not whatsoever. So, I mean, just all that within this point, and there's still more on this album to go, you know, just
unbelievable. Oh, yeah. We're only 2/3 of the way through. Yeah.
Well, one band could create something like this in a year and a half, please. It would take people 5 or 6 years to come up with material that good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling me. Mm-hmm. Then track number 11 here at Night Flight. This is one I always kind of forget about this one.
Yeah, so do I.
But it's a very cool song.
It is.
So, again, another organ background with John Paul Jones. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good filler song.
Oh, I mean, it's, yeah, somewhat filler.
Yeah,
but not painful filler.
No, not at all.
Boring filler.
It works so well with the album.
It's got slide guitar on it and keyboards and just kind of just a mellow, I don't know, like country rockish kind of.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. So if you have some like folks.
Well, it's like you can almost hear slide guitar being played on.
Yeah.
It's just so.
But no, it's a good vibe nonetheless.
Oh, absolutely. Unbelievable.
No, I don't know. That one, it's kind of hard to really pinpoint anything that really stands out.
No, not really. I mean, it doesn't have a blazing solo. It's kind of got cool keyboards.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But just, yeah.
It's just a good tune.
Yes, exactly.
Does its job.
Mm-hmm.
And we got track number 12. This is where we kind of get back to where the album started off with.
Oh, yeah.
The Wonton song.
Oh, God, that's a cruncher. It's just a banger. I mean, it could have started the album off so easily.
Oh, yeah. This song, very up-tempo.
No, oh, well,
just
yeah, it's just
hard-hitting.
It's a straight-up hard rock song.
Feels like a gut punch if it was a rock song.
It does. Just amazing guitar work. And ironically, Jasper's mother and I saw Robert Plant and Jimmy Page in Fargo. That's what they started their concert with.
That's awesome.
And you could just feel 15,000 people just bouncing up and down. It was cool.
Oh, yeah.
So right back to the stomping rock, which predominates most of side one.
It kind of feels good to get back into that since the past, like, I don't know, 4 songs. Besides, like, 10 Years Gone really kind of fills that void.
Oh, because that song is kind of an emotional, hitching the feelings kind of song, and then they jump back and bring it back home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This one, it's definitely a welcome back. Mm-hmm. Great song.
Yeah.
Love it.
Kind of a quick shot of adrenaline there.
Just to get everyone
just
back
in
into
case,
it.
Just in case, lest you forget. Yep. You
know, they are Led Zeppelin.
Yes, we are Zeppelin. We are the mighty ones. Yes.
It's going to bring you right back.
Oh, yeah.
Got a track number 13 here, Boogie with Stew. This one I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah, weak.
This is definitely a filler song.
Yeah.
Could have been a B-side, probably.
Or else on a box set somewhere down the road of forgotten stuff.
Definitely unreleased songs.
Yeah. Not really any real drums or anything on it, just kind of a... More of an acoustic kind of vibe and
like
piano.
Like kind of
like
a
barroom sounding song from the 1800s. It just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yep. That's just my one clanker on the whole album.
I feel like it really doesn't fit too well.
Not really. No, they're trying to be different, I'm sure, but there's probably less than 5 songs of Led Zeppelin's that I could say probably stink, and this. Not stink, subpar. I'll just put it that way.
It doesn't stink.
I feel like a lot of bands would like this. A lot of bands would probably, yeah, exactly.
But
just meh.
It's just it feels meh.
Ambivalent about that.
Yeah, within this album.
Right. Exactly.
But, yeah, but track number 14 is far from that. We have a Black Country Woman.
Oh.
This is a great blues song.
And it was recorded outdoors.
Yeah.
And just acoustic guitar, mandolin, and like a small drum set outside.
Yeah.
Because you can hear a plane flying by when it goes on. And they asked Robert Plant if he wanted to stop and start over. And he says, no, leave it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the acoustic guitars and the mandolins kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And just a beautiful song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And
just how it goes for about a minute or so. And then Bonzo kicks in on the drums. And it just brings it into a nice... If an acoustic song can rock on because somewhat heavy, I don't know how to explain that.
It does sound heavy. It's like a dirty.
It's like, oh yeah, okay.
It's definitely a dirty bluesy sound to this song.
But from an acoustic little ditty, like it started out in the recorded outdoors or wherever in England, and just kind of turns into kind of a gem.
Now, this is one of my low key favorites
because
Robert Plant absolutely kills the vocals on this. Just he's almost screaming by the end of it.
Absolutely. Exactly.
But no, nonetheless.
About a woman that done him wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Fantastic song. Oh,
good Lord. Yes, beautiful. Yep.
Can't say enough good things about that one again.
Then we have a jam that you could even actually dance to.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm. It's good foot tapping music. Oh,
absolutely it is.
So you want to stomp to it.
Agreed.
So again, absolutely. Delta Blues theme there, but...
Yep, and I think I have before.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I have too. Oh,
I know you have.
Here we are. We got the finale.
Oh, yes. Sick Again.
Yeah, track number 15, Sick Again. It's a great driving rock song. The song is kind of a dark subject matter.
Oh, it's about young groupies.
Yeah.
Like, way underage girls that they'd always encounter and see.
Yeah.
And how that lifestyle would turn bad on you. I mean, you didn't hear that in songs back then.
No, not at all.
Not that they practiced what they preached, I'm pretty sure. That, you know, but...
It is Led Zeppelin. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
It's that's never going to be released. But,
No, not whatsoever. But it
tells a good story about, like, just the dark side of all of that. The
dark side of fame and all that stuff, so...
Yeah. But... Telling by the melody, you would have never guessed that what the song is about.
Not at all.
It really pairs like a dark subject matter against kind of like a upbeat.
It has a groove to it.
Yeah, it has a groove to it.
It really does.
It's not necessarily like a happy tone on the song, but it's a grooving tone.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of want to move to it.
Yeah, and on a very dark subject matter too, you know.
Yeah.
So, which is, but they managed to pull it off and make it the finale of the album.
Yeah.
So, overall, again, yeah. I mean... You can't. People have tried to recreate this since it came out.
You can't.
Never will. Never.
So we've seen many bands. One that's really apparent to me is Greta Van Fleet that's come out recently.
Yeah, they can try. They'll never touch that.
No, it's never been as good.
Well, there you go. Four world-class musicians in one band. I mean, it's rare that ever works out like it did with these guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can't top it.
And this is one of those Desert Island albums, just like we talked about earlier when we did our last podcast.
Yeah, with Exile on Main Street.
Exile on Main Street. Yeah, yep.
It's not one that's really known too well. Not very mainstream at all, but any...
Amongst real Led Zeppelin fans, I feel this is their favorite.
Oh, yeah. I can see why.
Yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, pretty much front to back.
Just the talent to create this album. Is unparalleled. And Jimmy Page produced it.
Yeah.
So, wrote it.
This is his child.
Yeah, exactly. This one will live on, and I mean, just forever.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of theirs, but to me, this one, because it's two albums.
Yeah,
and only it really is. One that I feel is a throwaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, precisely. Oh. So, masterpiece of great. All masterpieces.
It's wonderful all throughout.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I got to expose you to this since you were born. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Now, this is one that I've listened to a lot growing up, and it's one I've gone back to a lot.
You'll never not have a, now you don't need to own a copy, but if you own a turntable someday, I fully expect you to
First purchase. How can you not have this one on there? I mean,
absolutely. It's a great test of your audio system, because sonically, the sound is absolutely ahead of its time for the mid-70s.
Oh, because you, like, going through and listening to this, you would have never guessed that it came out in 1975.
Nope, could have been 20 years after that with the techno. I mean, it's just...
Easily.
Kudos to Jimmy Page's production skills, so...
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Thumbs up, and I'm glad I introduced you to it.
Oh, yeah, 10 out of 10 album. So,
yep.
Just want to say thank you guys again for listening.
Yes, thank you so much for having me once again. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Wouldn't do it any other way.
All right.
But, yeah, anyways, that is Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin. And, again, thank you for listening to Music Reviews with Jasper and my dad. See you next time.
Bye.